Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is In the Field for the week 13 recap and week 14 predictions. This is Sin City and
Save checking in.
We in the car today because we are out and about, so we stopped to do the podcast and get it up here before the game start tonight. So we're gonna go into the recaps for last week. First game was Packers at the Lions. We both chose the Lions, but the Packers won this game.
Yes, I might say to start the Thanksgiving Day games off, we started off with a divisional affair. The Lions hosting the Packers, and was Packers won by a score of 31-24. Both teams put up over 350 total yards of offense. Matter of fact, the stats for both teams were pretty similar. 359 yards of total offense for the Packers and 352 for the Lions. Packers had 18 first downs, Lions had 20. Both teams averaged 6 yards per play, and both teams ran exactly 60 plays. But both teams didn't turn the ball over. This was a really tight-knit divisional matchup. Packers player of the game was Jordan Love. He went 18 of 30 for 234 yards and 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Dontavian Wicks. He had 6 catches for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Lions player of the game was Jared Goff. He went 20 of 26 for 256 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Jameson Williams. He had 7 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown.
Right, before we go on to the next game.
Honorable mention to Micah Parsons, too. He had 4 tackles and 2.5 sacks.
Oh, ex-player. Hey, Tamika. I just wanted to say hi to everybody that joined because it was so many at once. Tamika, Guido, LB, Wada Splash, thank you for joining. And before we go to the next game, how about them Cowboys? And next game is Chiefs at the Cowboys. Cowboys won. Both of us chose the Cowboys.
Second game of the Thanksgiving Day slate was the Cowboys hosting the Chiefs, in which the Cowboys won by a score of 31-28. We were blessed with a feast of yards in these games, as Cowboys put up 457 yards of total offense, and the Chiefs put up 362 yards of total offense. Chiefs commit 10 penalties for 190.
You gotta speak this way, Josh, so we can hear you when you're talking in the back. My bad, guys.
I'm talking pretty loud. You acting like I'm talking low as hell or something. I'm damn near yelling this shit. Chiefs commit 10 penalties for 119 yards, which was costly because the Cowboys didn't need any help moving the ball. Chiefs' best player was Patrick Mahomes. He went 23 of 34 for 264 yards and 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Rasheed Rice. He had 8 catches for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cowboys player of the game was Dak Prescott. He went 27-39 for 320 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Honorable mention to CeeDee Lamb. He had 7 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown.
No Pickens this week? We didn't talk about Pickens this week? All right, next game is Bengals at the Ravens, and the Bengals won. We both chose the Bengals.
Yes. To wrap up the Thanksgiving Day games with the night game, Ravens hosting the Bengals, in which Bengals won in dominant fashion, 32-14. Bengals really controlled time possession in this game, 39 minutes to the Ravens' 21 minutes, contributing to the Bengals running 80 plays to the Ravens' 57. Bengals dominate the turnover battle, forcing Ravens into 5 turnovers while only committing 1 of their own. Lamar continues to struggle as he has not thrown a TD in Ravens' last 3 games. Ravens' best player was Derrick Henry. He had 10 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown. He also added 1 catch for 44 yards. Bengals' best player was kicker Evan McPherson. He went 6 for 6 on field goals and 2 for 2 on extra points, scoring 20 of the Bengals' 32 points.
Damn. We had a Friday, Black Friday game. It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a weird time for a game. Hello, Sabrula. It was the Bears at the Eagles. The Bears won this game. I chose the Bears. Sav chose the Eagles.
Yes. Next, we had the Black Friday game, the Eagles hosting the Bears, in which Bears won by a score of 24-15. Bears dominate on the ground, racking up 281 rushing yards. They also had 28 first downs to the Eagles' 14. They ran 85 plays to the Eagles' 51, leading them to dominate time possession 39 minutes to the Eagles' 21 minutes. The Eagles player of the game was A.J. Brown. He had 10 catches for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bears player of the game was the offensive line, just manhandling that dominant front of the Eagles defense. Well, I got to give them the game ball for real, but I will. Honorable mention to both of the Bears running backs. DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, they both had 120 yards rushing and both scored a touchdown.
All right. We'll move to the Sunday 1 o'clock games. Please keep hitting the hearts, please. We're trying to get to 500 for this live today. We're at 20 right now. Sunday 1 o'clock game, Saints at the Dolphins. I chose the Dolphins. Sav chose the Saints. The Dolphins won this game.
Next, we had the Dolphins hosting the Saints, in which Dolphins won by a score of 21-17. Dolphins jump out the gate 16-0 over the Saints at half. Saints fight back and could have tied the game up late in the fourth, but Saints QB gets intercepted by Minka Fitzpatrick and their two-point conversion, and he proceeds to take it back for two for the Dolphins. Saints player was Tyler Shough. He went Saints best player was Tyler Shough. He went 26-38 for 239 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Dolphins player of the game was Devin Achane. He added 22 rushes for 134 yards and a touchdown. Honorable mention to Riley Patterson. He went 4-for-4 on field goals and 1-for-1 on extra points, scoring 13 of the Dolphins' 21 points.
All right. Next game was the Texans at the Colts. I chose the Colts. Sav chose the Texans. Texans won this game.
Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Colts hosting the Texans, and was Texans won by a score of 20-16. Texans shut down Jonathan Taylor, holding him to just 85 yards on 21 carries. Daniel Jones is a fraud. We can clearly see if there was no Taylor, they would be a sinking ship. I hear he's playing through injury, but if you ain't making your team better, why are you out there? Texans defense dominates, and yeah, basically they get the win.
All right,
in a tight AFC South division that now I want to say that the Colts don't even have the lead in no more. They looked so sharp in the beginning, but now I think the Jaguars are the number one team in the AFC South now.
I got a fact on that after this. Next 1 o'clock game is the Falcons at the Jets. We both chose Falcons. Jets won this game.
Next, we had the Jets hosting the Falcons, in which Jets won by a score of 27-24. Jets win turnover battle 1-0, which was a deciding factor in this game, as Falcons dominate damn near every statistical team stat. They had 389 yards to the Jets 269, 25 first downs to the Jets 16, and had 33 minutes of possession to the Jets 27. Falcons player of the game was Bijan Robinson. He had 23 carries for 142 yards and a touchdown. He also added 5 catches for 51 yards. Jets player of the game was Tyrod Taylor. He went 19-23 for 172 yards and a touchdown. He also added 8 rushes for 44 yards and another touchdown on the ground.
Okay, next game was the 49ers at the Browns. I chose the 49ers. Sav chose the Browns. 49ers won this game.
Next, we had the Browns hosting the 49ers, in which 49ers won by a score of 26-8. 49ers win turnover battle 2-0. It was a close game at half. 49ers were leading 10-8 at halftime. 49ers shut down Browns offense in second half, outscoring them 16-0. I mean, so I didn't really figure that there was really no players of the game from this one. So
okay. What was the score in that one?
26-8.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got the next game. Is the Rams at the Panthers. We both chose the Rams. The Panthers pulled this off.
Yeah, next we got the major upset alert of the week. Next we had the Rams hosting the Panthers, in which Panthers won by a score of 31-28. Both teams put up over 350 total yards offense in this game. Panthers win the turnover battle 3-0. Panthers also dominate time possession 35 minutes to the Rams 25 minutes. Rams player of the game was Devontae Adams. He had 4 catches for 58 yards. I think he had a couple touchdowns. I'm going to be wrong on that. But Panthers player of the game was Bryce Young. He went 15-20 for 206 yards and 3 TDs. He also added 23 rush yards.
All right. Next 1 o'clock game was the Jaguars at the Titans. Jaguars won this game. We both chose Jaguars.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional affair. The Titans hosting the Jaguars, in which Jaguars won by a score of 25-3. Jaguars dominate every major team stat. 272 total yards to the Titans, 188. 20 first downs to the Titans, 11. Jaguars win turnover battle 2-0. Jaguars player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 16-27 for 229 yards and 2 TDs. Honorable mention to Jacoby Myers. He had 6 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. And I just wanted to throw this out there. This was a fun fact that I seen this week, that the whole AFC South, they in a fight. Well, except the Titans, but the whole AFC South played each other this week. The Jaguars played the Titans, and Colts played the Texans. I just wanted to throw that out
there. Oh, okay.
That's a fun fact.
All right. So we got the last 1 o'clock game was the Cardinals at the Buccaneers. I chose the Bucs. Sab chose the Bucs. The Bucs won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Buccaneers hosting the Cardinals, in which Buccaneers won by a score of 20-17. Buccaneers win turnover battle 2-0. Cardinals player of the game was Jacoby Brissett. He went 29-40 for 301 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Bucs player of the game was Baker Mayfield. He went 18-28 for 194 yards, 1 touchdown. He also added 27 rushing yards.
All right. Moving on to the 4 o'clock games. We got the Vikings at the Seahawks. We both chose the Seahawks. Seahawks won this game.
Yes. Seahawks dominate this game. Next, we had the Seahawks hosting the Vikings, and with Seahawks win in dominant fashion, 26-0. Seahawks forced 5 turnovers. Yeah. Nothing. I said the real domination. But Seahawks forced 5 turnovers. Seahawks won time possession 34 minutes to the Vikings 26. 17 first down for Seahawks to the Vikings 11. Seahawks player of the game was linebacker Ernest Jones, the 4th. IV is the 4th.
Yes.
Yeah. Ernest Jones, the 4th. He had 7 tackles and 2 interceptions.
Okay, next 4 o'clock game, which is a bummer that this happened. Bills at the Steelers. We both chose the Steelers. The Steelers lost this game. Bills pulled it off. Sorry.
Next, we had the Steelers hosting the Bills, in which Bills won by a score of 26-7. Bills dominate every major team stat. 372 total yards to the Steelers, 166. 28 first downs to the Steelers, 10. 2-2 on fourth down conversion for the Bills. Bills ran 74 plays to the Steelers, 43. Bills dominate time possession, 42 minutes to the Steelers, 18 minutes. Bills dog walk Steelers with run all game, accumulating 249 rush yards. Bills player of the game was James Cook. He carried 32 times for 144 yards and added 3 catches for 33 yards.
And last 4 o'clock game was the Raiders at the Chargers. We both chose the Chargers. Chargers won.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup, the Chargers hosting the Raiders, in which Chargers won by a score of 31-14. This game was tied at halftime, 7-7. Chargers outscored Raiders 24-7 in second half. Chargers dominate nearly every team stat, 341 total yards to the Ravens, 156. Chargers averaged 5.1 yards a play to the Raiders, 3.4 yards. Chargers had 22 first downs to the Raiders, 12 first downs. And Chargers dominating time possession, 36 minutes to the Raiders, 24 minutes. Raiders player of the game was Brock Bowers. He had 4 receptions for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns. Chargers player of the game was Kamani Vital. He rushed 25 times for 126 yards and a touchdown.
Before I move on to the 8 o'clock Sunday night game, welcome Kristen, Maria Redonato, and Siri. Sunday night game was the Broncos at the Commanders. We chose the Broncos. Broncos won this game.
Yes, next we had the Commanders hosting the Broncos, in which Broncos won by a score of 27-26 in overtime. Both teams put up 400 yards of total offense. Broncos scored a touchdown in overtime first, but with the new rule, Commanders were given the possession, and we scored, and we tried to go for 2 in the win, but we had the right play call, just terrible execution. The pass was batted down, and that's how we fall. Commanders player of the game was Marcus Mariota. He went 28 for 50 for 294 yards and 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 55 rushing yards. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 29-45 for 321 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception.
I have to let y'all know I am a Mariota fan when he played for the Titans, so congratulations on his stats and being player of the game. Monday night game was the Giants at the Patriots. Patriots won. We both chose the Patriots.
Yes, next we had the Patriots hosting the Giants, and was Patriots won by a score of 33-15. Patriots jump out the gate 17-0 in the first quarter and 30-7 at halftime. They cruise the second half through. Patriots put up nearly 400 yards of total offense. Patriots player of the game was Drake May. He went 24-31 for 282 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right. There was no teams on the bye. That's why Sav had plenty to write and say today. But moving on, before we go into the predictions for next week, I have a couple facts and then some questions for Sav, and then we'll go into our predictions for next week. Panthers upset the Rams, of course. The Seahawks dominate with their defense shutting out the Vikings. AFC South division race opening up for the Jaguars, Texans, and Colts. Matt Stafford MVP level play was disrupted by turnovers in the Rams' loss. Steelers face a bleak playoff and long-term outlook after their loss to the Bills. The Raiders struggle on offense. Jets win keeps them in playoff talk despite their poor record. Cowboys put up a fight and won against the two Super Bowl teams within 5 days of each other, the first team to ever do it. Packers, Cowboys, Bengals, and Bears all picking up crucial victories entering the final stretch of their regular season. On to the questions for Sav. Sav, in 1958, what two teams faced off in the greatest game ever played? Hint, one team doesn't play anymore. All right, it was the New York Giants against the Baltimore Colts. Next question. How much did Mike Halas buy the Chicago Bears for in 1920?
He probably bought it for a shiny nickel. I don't know, you say 1920, how much it could have it been?
It was $100.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I know it couldn't have been that damn much, the shiny nickel, basically.
Let's see if Sav knows this question, answer for this question. Which iconic cartoon character is the owner of the Denver Broncos according to 1996 TV episode?
What happened?
Which iconic cartoon character is the owner of the Denver Broncos according to the 1996 TV episode? A cartoon. Homer Simpson. All right. How many players named Napoleon played for the Raiders?
I hope none.
There was three of them. Excuse me, I burped. Napoleon Harris, Napoleon Kaufman, Napoleon McCollum. Okay, the iconic NFL on Fox theme song was partially inspired by which superhero?
Hold on, say that again.
The iconic NFL on Fox theme song was partially inspired by which superhero?
Superman.
Batman.
I know it was one of
How many NFL teams have bird mascots?
Bird mascots. You got the Ravens, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. Is there one more? Thank you. The Falcons. Am I missing somebody? Shit. Get a lot of them. That's all the ones I got there for.
You got five. You just not thinking of it. In our division.
Oh, well, the Eagles then,
huh? Yeah. Eagles, Cardinals, Falcons, Ravens, Seahawks. All right. Which well-known billionaire did Josh Harris outbid when buying Commanders in 2023?
Jay-Z?
No. Jeff Bezos.
Oh, fuck no. I'm happy he did.
Which NFL player ever drafted was the youngest at age 19?
The youngest player ever drafted?
Mm-hmm. I give you a hint, it's not an American name.
I don't know. I think Juju came in the league at 19. But I guess this person was younger than him.
This person was 19.
Yeah, Juju came in the league at 19.
All right, it was a Moby Okoye.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, now this one, I didn't know at all. Fergie, Mark Anthony, Venus, and Serena Williams have all owned small stakes in which NFL team?
Venus and Serena Williams, Fergie, and who else?
Mark Anthony.
Seem like it got to be a Southern team.
Which one?
I'm just saying, though, with them people who haven't ownership in it.
Hello, Grams.
So you telling me? You telling me it's a Southern team?
Yes.
All right. I kind of figured that with them people having ownership stake in it. The Titans?
No.
Cowboys?
Mm-mm.
Shit. No. New Orleans?
Nope. Hi, Mimi Cookie.
I don't know.
Miami Dolphins. Which NFL player allegedly used the pseudonym Ron Mexico, employed to evade bad press after giving a woman herpes? As it got quiet.
Is it this player known?
Very well, but doesn't play anymore.
Something like herpes.
That's what it says. That's allegedly speaking here.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I didn't know about this, but this was my man, Michael Vick. Yeah. All right. Got two more for you, and we'll be going to the predictions for next week, for this week, starting today. Which NFL coach was nicknamed the Big Tuna?
How you get these questions from?
It's trivia for the NFL.
I never heard this shit.
All right, his name was Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah. Okay, last question. What is the name of the former Lions quarterback who allegedly cursed the team after being traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Just had them before my time. Ain't no damn Lions quarterback been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not my time frame.
So he allegedly cursed the Lions once he got traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bobby Lane. All right. Now we're going to go into for week 14 games. All right. Thursday night is tonight. Thank you for joining Locked with dots after each letter. I guess that stands for something. Cowboys at the Lions. And, of course, you know I chose my Cowboys. Who do you choose, Seth?
I'll choose the Cowboys, too, for real. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions pull this one off, then. So, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm going to choose the Cowboys.
All right. Next Sunday game at 1 o'clock, Titans at the Browns. I chose the Titans. Who do you choose?
I'll choose the Browns.
Browns. Seahawks at the Falcons. I chose the Seahawks.
Yeah. Choose the Seahawks, yeah.
Can't even spell. Sam chose the Seahawks as well. Colts at the Jaguars. I chose the Colts.
Yeah, Jaguars. Colts going down bad.
All right. Next game is Commanders at the Vikings. I chose the Vikings. Seb chose his team, even though he wants them to lose out. Bengals at the Bills is the next 1 o'clock game. I chose the Bills. Who do you choose?
This will be interesting.
They beat y'all last week. Are they going to beat the Bengals this week?
I want to know if T. Higgins playing, but I'm going to say... take the Bills.
Sav chose the Bills as well.
That's hard, damn.
Saints at the Buccaneers. I chose the Bucs. Who do you choose?
Buccaneers.
All right. Steelers at the Ravens. Of course, you're choosing your Steelers. I also chose the Steelers. Dolphins at the Jets. I chose the Dolphins. Who are you choosing?
Jets.
All right, 4 o'clock games. Broncos at the Raiders. I chose the Broncos. Who are you choosing?
Broncos.
Yeah. Rams at the Cardinals. I chose the Rams.
Rams, yeah. They got to bounce back after last week. They lose to the Cardinals and then turn around. I mean, lose to the Panthers and turn around, lose to the Cardinals. I don't know what's going on.
Next game is the Bears at the Packers. I chose the Bears. Who do you choose?
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. All right. The Sunday 8 o'clock game is the Texans at the Chiefs. I chose the Texans. Who do you choose?
Yeah, give me Texans.
Texans. All right. And the Monday night game is the Eagles at the Chargers. I chose the Chargers. Who do you choose?
Take the Chargers, too. I hope they go.
All right. And we have four teams on the bye this week, which are the Patriots, the Giants, the Panthers, and the 49ers. We will be back next week to give you these predictions recap and predictions for next week. Thank you for joining and have a great evening.
Sav out.
Sav out. Sin out.